Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devrishi Singh from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the earnings conference call for Cera Sanitaryware Limited for Q4 FY24 earnings, which were announced yesterday. We have with us today the management team comprising Mr. Vikas Kothari, CFO, and Mr. Deepak Chaudhary, General Manager of Finance of Cera Sanitaryware. We will start with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will open the call for Q&A. A quick disclaimer before we begin: some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature, and a detailed note in this regard is contained in the results documents that have been shared with all of you earlier. I would now like to turn the call over to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Devrishi. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the management team of Cera Sanitaryware Limited, I would like to welcome you to our earnings conference call. I will begin by sharing some updates on operations and strategy, following which our CFO, Mr. Vikas Kothari, will run you through the key financial highlights. The challenging market situation, particularly in terms of demand, persisted from Q3 through Q4 of FY24. Despite these tough conditions, Cera not only maintained but marginally improved upon the sales achieved during the corresponding Q4 of FY23. The company achieved a revenue of 547 crores during the quarter under review, reflecting a growth of 2.6% compared to the turnover of 533 crores achieved in the corresponding Q4 of FY23. Looking ahead, we anticipate the trend of sluggish demand conditions to continue in Q1 FY25. This is further exacerbated by the ongoing general elections in April and May. Additionally, seasonal factors like prevailing extreme heatwave conditions in many parts of the country, shortage of labor, especially in the real estate sector, are expected to pose further challenges. However, we remain optimistic that post-Q1 FY25, the overall demand situation will improve in the quarters thereafter. The company has finalized its long-term operating plan of 3 years after integrating detailed inputs from sales executives, zonal heads, and the marketing department. We have also taken into consideration prevailing market conditions in the building materials industry. Originally aiming for 2,900 crores in sales by September 2025, the target date has been recalibrated to March 2027. That is a stretch of 1.5 years. This adjustment reflects a compounded annual growth rate of 16.02%, displaying the company's resilience to navigating tough market conditions while aiming for sustainable growth. As you are aware, Cera is strongly positioned in the premium segment with a wide array of products. We are also present in the luxury segment. However, in the past, this segment has not enjoyed significant depth and volumes as compared to the premium segment. We believe that this is set to change over the next 3 to 5 years, wherein Cera shall be focusing on increasing its presence in this segment as well as growing the market share. In the recent past, especially post-COVID, there has been a growing consumer preference towards spending larger sums of money on buying luxury properties and using high-value fittings in the bathroom space. There are a large number of luxury projects coming in the major cities, and it is expected that the segment shall be growing at a very fast pace. Cera is now strategically positioning itself to strongly capitalize on the growth opportunities in this segment. In this direction, we had recently already introduced the Luster brand last year and also rejuvenated the existing Senator brand. We intend to launch new products within these ranges to cater to the discerning customers. These new products will showcase innovative and aesthetic designs with value-added features that resonate with the luxury-seeking customers. There are plans to launch dedicated brand stores to showcase these premium offerings and enhancing the customer experience. Furthermore, Cera is actively collaborating with influential architects who play a crucial role in shaping new design trends and project specifications to promote the sale of these products in the luxury developments and high-end projects. While we are advancing towards a more premium market stance at Cera, we are equally committed to honoring our roots in the traditional segments. Our strategy involves seizing opportunities across the board, ensuring that we remain relevant and competitive in all market segments, maintaining our margins. This balanced approach not only strengthens our market position, but also underscores our adaptability and commitment to serving a diverse customer base. The sharp increase in new design and product launches over the past 3 years has involved substantial efforts and is paying rich dividends, with new product developments accounting for 30 to 35% of the total sales. In Q4 FY24, our China imports totaled 10 crores, representing 1.8% of the sales. Cera has consistently maintained a strategic approach to minimize reliance on products made in China, leveraging our in-house capabilities. In our previous conference call, we had announced the successful completion of the faucetware facility expansion program, which raised our monthly production capacity from 3 lakhs to 4 lakh pieces. I am pleased to share that following the completion of the ramp-up phase, our plant is now fully capable of delivering 4 lakh pieces per month. During Q4 FY24, our faucetware capacity utilization reached an impressive 90%, leveraging the augmented capacity from the brownfield expansion. Furthermore, the majority portion of the land for our greenfield sanitaryware project was acquired by March 2024. We anticipate completing the acquisition of the remaining land by June 2024. This new plant is scheduled to become operational within 18 months from the zero date, with an estimated cost ranging between 125 to 130 crores. These strategic capacity expansion projects in both sanitaryware and faucetware underscore our commitment to broadening our range of premium products. All these items requiring specific high-quality expertise and technological precision will be exclusively manufactured in our facilities utilizing advanced technology and stringent quality control measures. Our routine capex budget for FY 24-25 is Rs 25.4 crores. This includes essential upgrades in our connectiveware and faucetware plants, focusing on machinery replacement, enhancing customer touchpoints, and IT-related developments, ensuring operational efficiency, business continuity, and improved logistics. Terra had introduced the retailer loyalty program in FY22-23, and now, after 2 years, we have successfully enrolled over 19,300 retailers with a total of 2.9 lakh plus invoices uploaded on the Retailer Loyalty Act. The feedback received from retailers has been instrumental in understanding evolving consumer demands, geographical SKU segmentation, and refining our rewards program. Out of the total retail sales amounting to 291 crores, rewards eligible sales totaled over 109 crores, representing 37% of retail sales. In FY24, we recorded advertising expenditure amounting to 63.2 crores, representing 3.4% of our revenues. Increasing our advertising expenditures has proven highly beneficial, yielding significant returns across various metrics. Enhanced brand visibility and customer engagement resulting from increased exposure have reinforced our market presence. This year, we focused on a comprehensive 360-degree amplification of our new TV campaign. To effectively reach our target audience, we secured premium advertising spaces in key locations such as airports in Delhi and Mumbai, along with prominent outdoor placements. Additionally, we hosted a tiled LPD meet for potential dealers to showcase our latest product range. Furthermore, we organized various plumber meets to enroll plumbers in our Star Plumber Reward Program, strengthening our relationships within the trade community and enhancing brand advocacy amongst industry professionals. These consistent strategic initiatives have significantly strengthened our market penetration and engagement levels. Effective cost management and improvements in operational efficiencies have enabled the company to sustain margins without necessitating any price increases. Given the adequate inventory levels, we moderated the manufacturing pace slightly during the last two quarters. During Q4 FY24, the sanitaryware plant operated at a capacity utilization rate of 82%. At Terra, we have a strong track record of retaining top talent. Over four decades of journey, our employees have consistently found convincing reasons to stay with us for many years. It's part of Terra's core values to create a supportive work environment, offer comprehensive benefits, and nurture a strong company culture that we have built over the years. These aspects have not only attracted, but also helped in retaining the critical talents. In line with the above, Terra has introduced an ESOP scheme this quarter. This will help to motivate and reward key human resources within the organization on a medium to long-term basis, ensuring stability and longevity in their tenure, enabling them to contribute to the company's growth plan and retaining knowledge and experience within the organization. As I have outlined, there are multiple initiatives underway encompassing aspects such as capacity expansion, enhancement of capabilities for complex products, new product development, advertising and marketing, focus on premiumization, enhancement of network and distribution channels, engagement with influencers such as architects and plumbers, as well as announcement of ESOP plan for greater employee reward. This comprehensive focus has been due to untiring efforts of our promoters to ensure balanced and sustainable growth in the years ahead. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that as we navigate through some near-term demand-led challenges, the company remains committed to maintaining its leadership in the sanitaryware and faucetware industry while promoting sustainable growth. Cera has cultivated unique strengths over the past four decades that has set us apart in the industry. Today, we are optimistic about the opportunities arising from positive economic trends and evolving market dynamics. Looking ahead, with increasing economic activity nationwide and sector formalization, we are confident that Cera will continue to experience strong demand from both B2C retail consumers as well as B2B projects driven by both our traditional and premium offerings. Moving forward, we are confident in leveraging these inherent strengths to support sustainable growth and deliver enduring value to all stakeholders. With this, I would like to hand over to Mr. Vikas Kothari, our CFO, who will present the operational and financial highlights for the quarter ended 31st March 2024. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Vikas Kothari.
Thank you, Deepak. Very good morning to everyone. It is my pleasure to update you on the quarterly performance of the company for the quarter ended 31st March 24. In Q4 FY24, revenue from operations stood at ₹547 crores as against ₹533 crores in Q4 FY23, reflecting an increase of 2.6%. In Q4 FY24, the company experienced a notable increase in EBITDA and EBITDA margins compared to Q4 FY23. EBITDA in Q4 FY24 stood at ₹109 crores as against ₹98 crores in Q4 FY23, an increase of 11.2%. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 19.3% as against 18.1% in quarter 4 financial year 23, an increase of 1.2%. I will just try to explain the major factors leading to such improvement in EBITDA margins. The gross margin of the company in Q4 FY24 stood at 50.5% against 53.5% in Q4 FY23, a decline of 3%. This decline in gross margin is mainly due to higher discounts offered to address challenging market conditions. Despite the decline in gross margins, the company managed to offset it by smartly phasing out the publicity spending during the year. As a result, publicity spending in Q4 FY24 accounts for ₹15.4 crores versus ₹24 crores in Q4 FY23. This has positively impacted EBITDA margins by 1.7%. Further, the increase in other income from ₹9.8 crores in Q4 FY23 to ₹16.4 crores in Q4 FY24 contributed positively to EBITDA margins by 1.1%. And lastly, cost optimization efforts resulting into savings in OPEX cost has further supported the EBITDA margins by 1.4%. In FY24, the company continued its strategy of investing more in publicity, with total spending reaching to ₹63 crores as compared to ₹57 crores in FY23. This deliberate choice underscores the company's commitment to enhancing its share of voice in the market. Despite challenging economic conditions, this sustained investment reflects the company's dedication to maintaining strong visibility and market presence, potentially paving the way for long-term growth and competitive advantage. For the quarter under review, 51% of the top line was from sanitaryware, 38% from faucetware, tiles represented 9%, and wellness 2%. On a YOY basis, sanitaryware revenues registered a decrease of 2%, faucetware revenues increased by 10%, tiles decreased by 10%, and wellness increased by 21%. The sanitaryware and faucetware verticals continue to be the cornerstone of our business, together contributing 89% of the overall revenue. In Q4 FY24, 41% of our sales were in the premium category, 35% in the mid category, and 24% in the entry-level category. Profit after tax was rupees 75 crores in Q4 FY24 versus rupees 62.9 crores in Q4 FY23, representing an increase of 19.2%. EPS for the quarter stood at rupees 57.69 versus rupees 48.39 in Q4 FY23. The changes in the working capital position in the current quarter as compared to the corresponding quarter for the previous year were as follows. Inventory days reduced from 77 to 70 days. Receivables days slightly increased from 32 days to 34 days. And payable days increased from 40 to 45 days. Therefore, the net working capital days were reduced from 69 days to 59 days in Q4 FY24. As on March 31st, 24, our cash and cash equivalents stood at rupees 828 crores, showcasing an increase of rupees 141 crores or 20.5% compared to March 31st, 23 at rupees 687 crores. In terms of our sales distribution, Tier 1 cities accounted for 34% of the total sales, Tier 2 cities 21%, and Tier 3 cities led with 45% of the total sales in Q4 FY24. During the recent past, internal accruals were utilized to fund the two capital expenditure programs. Looking ahead, we aim to maintain the flexibility to use a portion of our cash and cash equivalents as needed without any plans for debt raising or equity dilution to support the capacity expansions. Additionally, the board of directors announced a dividend of rupees 60 per share, representing 1200% of the face value per share. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that given the various inherent strengths and dominant position within the sector, we are committed to maintaining strong financial discipline. Moving forward, CERA remains steadfast in its pursuit of consistently improving its financial performance. With this, I would now like to request the moderator to open the line for Q&A. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jaspreet Arora from Equintas PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, hi. Thanks. Yeah. My first question was, if you could just repeat, you said the fiscal year 27, March 27, now we're looking at a revenue target of 2,900 crores. Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's about 16% CAGR from March 24 exit that you've done.
Correct.
Okay, great. The other question was I missed that number. So you gave the split of F24 segment-wise, how well you did, right? So wellness grew 10%, tiles did 10%. What was the breakup for the other two?
So the breakup was, as far as the sanitary is concerned, there was a decline of
2%.
Faucet care, there is a growth of 10%. And wellness, 21% growth. And in case of tiles, decreased by around 10%.
Tiles was minus 10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I heard plus 10. Okay. So, okay. And within this, possible to break it up between volume and price, the trend?
So right now it is not possible in terms of the breakup of trend between volume. So it is a mix of factors resulting into the segmental performance.
Okay, fair. And so you know
numbers also, like you can write down the numbers also. And actually, where I'm talking about Q4 FY23-24, sanitaryware was 273 crores. Faucetware was 202 crores. Wellness was 11 crores, and tiles was 51 crores. I'll repeat: 273, 202, 11, and 51.
Sure. And the trend that you gave, the percentage up or down, that was for the full year, right? F24, right?
No, this is for the quarter.
No. The initially, what you gave, wellness grew 10%. Tiles minus 10%, faucets plus 10%, sanitary minus 2%.
Yeah, this is for the quarter.
Oh, this is for the quarter. I'm sorry. Okay, so what is it for the full year, sir? Okay, could you give that as well for the last financial year?
For the last financial year, full FY23-24, I'll just give you the again breakup in numbers in crores. Sanitaryware was 959 crores. Faucetware was 671 crores. Wellness was 37.54 crores, let's say 38 crores, and tiles was 191 crores.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you the year-on-year growth also.
Please.
Sanitaryware is negative 0.3, more or less stable. Faucetware is positive 9.8%. Mm-hmm. Wellness is 21.1% growth, and tiles is 0.8% growth.
Okay. Now the follow-up here, sir, is the this mutedness in sanitaryware. I'm talking about the full year now. I'm not talking about the fourth quarter. I'm saying largely the full year. This mutedness in sanitaryware and also in tiles. What are some of the reasons that you could ascribe this to?
So ideally speaking, means in terms of the sanitaryware. Or in terms of the tiles, the question what you have raised in terms of the demand getting muted. So, as you know, means as far as the financial year 24 is concerned, it is impacted by subdued demand means across all the regions. And in terms of the sanitaryware, if you see, means since we are established in this segment for a larger period than faucetware. And the market size with respect to faucetware is quite big as compared to sanitaryware. So some impact with respect to this slowness has contributed. And we are hopeful that financial year 25, I think after this elections are over, we will be again resuming back in terms of the positivity in demand, and then the things will improve better.
Sure. So I'm actually, just trying to get, you see, what we hear on the ground is, and obviously, I'm sure you're going to counter that by saying, the real estate activity seems to be very, very high, very active, very, buoyant, right? एंड ऑब्वियसली इसका फॉलो ऑन डिमांड बाद में आएगा, बट ये जो इसकी एक्टिविटी थी वो F23 में भी बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग थी. इट्स नॉट दैट F24 इज लेस स्ट्रॉन्ग देन F23. पैरेलली द जीडीपी इज एट 7.5%, आईपी इज एट 6%, सो जीडीपी विल नॉट ग्रो लाइक ड्रास्टिकली नेक्स्ट ईयर फॉर द सो आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड ऑन ग्राउंड डिमांड क्यों इम्पैक्टेड है, फ्लैट क्यों है डिमांड. आई एम श्योर आपने मार्केट शेयर लॉस नहीं किया है, इफ एट ऑल यू वुड हैव गेन मार्केट शेयर, बट ऑन ग्राउंड व्हाट आर सम द रीजंस बिकॉज ऑफ विच द डिमांड इज सो सो लैकलस्टर, विच इज लाइक 0%, अज्यूमिंग यू हैव अ मार्केट शेयर नेट गेन ओनली एंड नॉट अ लॉस.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
So when you are talking about the real estate upswing, so definitely there is a real estate upswing. But as far as our products are concerned, sanitaryware and faucetware, generally means these products, if you see, they are installed at the last stage of the project. And we see that in the last year, there are projects which are near to completion. And we have a good project bank right now available. So definitely, it's a phasing impact which is there. So this real estate upswing will provide us sort of the projects and other things, and that will be encashed in this financial year.
Okay. I mean, the real estate activity was equally strong in F22-23. I'm just not clear why is this. Sorry.
I request you to kindly rejoin.
This question is just not complete. That's why I'm just on the ground. Anyway, so I mean, still not very clear on what's exactly leading to this lackluster demand. And is saal itna jo confidence hai, wo beyond 1Q. I understand 1Q will not be great, but I'm still not very clear. But happy to hear you out later on in the call. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. The first question is related to the sanitaryware. In the last call, you had said that the average price increase in the sanitaryware taken off of 2% and effective from the February 24. So is that taken? And after that, the 2% of a degrowth in the sanitaryware you had absorbed in the Q4?
Yeah, so as far as this sanitaryware means, in terms of the price rise, if you see, means we have not taken any price rise in the past 20 months. The recent price rise which was taken in February 24 was 2% in sanitaryware segment to offset the impact of the increased input costs. So ideally speaking, the price rise has been taken, but it is just to offset this impact.
Okay. Second question is related to the cost saving program you had said, which has delivered the improvement in the margin, apart from your cut in the publishing expenses. So is that continue in the nature, like the way forward you will see such kind of a margin profile to continue in the FY25? Any comment on that?
So, like you see, as far as the margin stories are concerned, so in this particular quarter, if you see the margins have performed or we have sustained and improved the margins, so ideally speaking, the margins will be sustained, and as the demand conditions improve, definitely the margins will also improve.
Okay. And last part on the number, can you give the gas prices for a quarter?
Yeah. So in terms of the gas prices, means gas prices remained favorable during the quarter. So the average gas price from GAIL was ₹28.35 per cubic meter in quarter 4 financial year 24, which was ₹35.67 per cubic meter in the last year's quarter. The average gas price from SGL, Sabarmati Gas, was rupees 50.12 per cubic meter in Q4 FY24 as against rupees 57.40 per cubic meter in Q4 FY23. And this is further, this positive trend of lower price is further supported by the increase of gas from GAIL reaching to 80% in Q4 FY24. So traditionally we were having 50-50 ratio. So in this year, if you see, the drawal from GAIL has improved, and in this particular quarter, 80% of the gas is drawn from GAIL and 20% from Sabarmati. And the weighted average cost of gas in Q4, considering both GAIL and Sabarmati, was rupees 32.63 per cubic meter as opposed to rupees 43.23 per cubic meter in Q4 FY23, which is, I would say, significantly lower than the industry average.
Thank you, sir. I have further questions. I'll come in with you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Two questions. In terms of your dealers and distributors...
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is not clear. May I request you to kindly use your handset, please?
Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah. So my question is related to the sales. I think we have around 6,000 touch points at which we sell. How this has actually moved in the last 1 year? What is the any changes you made in your distributor reach as well as the dealer reach? I just want to understand that. And within that, how much is overlapping between sanitary ware and faucetware?
So regarding this distribution networking, if we see, means we are having a base of around 6,200 dealers. And this network, if you see in terms of the growth versus the previous year, so previous year we were having around 5,400 dealers were there. So there is a growth of around 800 dealers. And of these, if you see the base of the retailers also, because our channel is, our distribution network is largely through dealers. And since we have introduced this loyalty program for the retailers, so from there we are counting the numbers also. This is the invoice uploaded into the system. So our retailers base has also improved, which was around 14,500 in March 23, and it is now increased to 19,300.
Okay, okay. And you are tracking sales at the dealer to retailer level, or you are also tracking sales at the dealer level?
Our sales tracking is only to the dealer. It is only through the retailer loyalty program where we have started asking for invoices to be uploaded onto the application that we start getting to know what kind of numbers of retailers are there and also what sales that they have done. But per se, we don't have a direct relationship with the retailers. We are mostly selling to the dealers.
And what is the mix between, how much are overlapping between faucetware and sanitaryware?
Like most of our dealers are common. The sanitaryware dealers would be selling faucetware and faucetware like vice versa. We don't have separate for sanitaryware and faucetware. Tiles, you'll find there are separate dealers, exclusively who are dealing in tiles. But sanitary ware and faucet are mostly common.
Got it. One second, last question.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request you kindly rejoin the queue for follow-up questions?
Okay. Please? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, team. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just little clarity on this. You said the distribution, if you look at the dealer or the retailer touch points, have increased meaningfully. yet our growth is weak. How do we explain this? Is there a market share loss in certain pockets and gain in certain pockets which is offsetting? How do we explain this despite such a significant increase in distribution touch points? The sales didn't see much increase. I'm saying from the full year perspective. The growth excluding tiles is just 4%.
The dealer distribution network increase, that is a continuous process. Like as a company, we are always in the process of enrolling new dealers so that we can reach out to newer areas and areas which were not covered earlier. But the demand sluggishness which has been there in the industry, if the macroeconomic factors are such that they are not supporting and there is a certain amount of demand which is prevailing in the market, the each outlook that we are doing, the kind of reach that we are able to create. Right now, we are not able to see results because the demand was slow. But as we go forward and the demand improves, with the kind of increased reach, you will find that the benefits that we have of the reach that we have created right now will be coming in once the improvement in demand happens.
Okay, understood. The second question I have, can I go ahead, sir? Yeah. With respect to the market size, if you could help us understand, I know it's hard to quantify, but just a ballpark in terms of what is the market size of sanitary and faucet for the full year FY24 and what kind of decline or increase you would have seen for the full year at the industry level. Just a ballpark number would also help.
So, like you rightly told, it is difficult in terms as such there is no establishment in terms of the figures. But our understanding, which is on a very global basis, so sanitary wear, we see the market size between organized and unorganized is around 9,000 to 10,000 crores. And faucet wear, being a larger market between organized and unorganized, it is around 14,000 crores. And now your second question with respect to the market share and all. So ideally speaking, means as far as Cera is concerned, and where our presence is across all the segments. And like the last year, and especially from the second half year, the things with respect to the prevailing market conditions and the demand were a little bit sluggish, and which is felt across the industry. So those points are there. So ideally speaking, in terms of the short-term fluctuations which are there, I don't think that there is going to be a loss of market share. As the things will improve or the conditions will improve, definitely in terms of the revenue and the margins, the scenarios will change.
Understood. Just one clarification with respect to the premium mix. Currently you said it is about 45%, if I'm not wrong, sir.
Yes.
Aggregate for the quarter, 45%.
Yeah. So I just
24% is for the quarter.
So I just give you the split between this entry, mid, and premium. So the entry is I'm just giving the figures with respect to Q4. FY24 entry is 24%, mid is 35%, and premium is 41%.
Okay, because 3Q I see entry level is 43%, mid is 34%, and premium is 23%. There is a significant change. Is that so, sir?
No. So even if you see the corresponding previous year quarter, the entry was 26%, the mid was 31%, and the premium was 43%.
Oh, okay. Sorry. And for the full year, if you
Mr.
could give
Lohade,
the
I would request you kindly reach
out
for follow-up.
Yeah, thank you,
sir.
And for the full year, it is for the financial year 24, entry is 24%, mid is 33%. And premium is 43%. Vis-a-vis the last year, last financial year 23, that is entry is 27%, mid is 30%, and premium was 43%. Is that okay?
Thank you, sir. So the participant has left the queue.
Okay. Sir,
we'll move on to the next question. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants to limit their questions to two per participant. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. Sir, firstly, on gross margin, if you could elaborate, I mean, even despite the price hike, we had to do some volume push. So the margins have definitely come down. So could you just directionally give us, you know, what was the change in ASP or something that has come up, because the margins are drastically down?
So I think the elaborative explanation I have given during the opening remarks which I have read, but again, since you have raised this question, I just want to clarify you. So historically, our gross margins remained between 50 to 53% or 54%. This time, the gross margin, as compared to the previous quarter four of financial year 23, we saw a decline of 3%. So this decline is largely, like I explained, is on account of the higher discounts being offered, and this is mainly the prevailing market conditions, to address the prevailing market conditions. So that was there. But however, this decline is largely offset by the other savings or the other initiatives what we have taken, so that it is reflecting overall in terms of the EBITDA. It is showing a growth of 1.2%.
Right, sir. And secondly, so what will be your budgeted spends for advertisement for the coming fiscal, given that you see headwinds to continue?
So as far as you see the trend of the publicity spends are concerned, so means in the last year, we landed at around 63 crores. Prior to that, it was 57 crores. So more or less, our spend budgeted for the for this financial year will be around 63 to 65 crores.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Pakrodia from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a couple of questions. Are we seeing maybe some of our competitors who now are entering into the space with offerings of going to builders with pipes and sanitary ware and faucetware? Are they having any competition pressure towards us?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, can you repeat your question? It was not clear.
Sir, okay, there is an airy disturbance on your line. I mean, like when you're speaking.
In my?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is this better?
Yes, sir. Please continue. Thank you.
Yeah. So some of our competitors now who have entered, who were earlier in pipes, now they've entered into sanitary ware, faucetware, and they are directly approaching builders and are giving them the full offering of behind the wall to front of the wall. Are we seeing any of that competition face up when we speak to builders or any of the dealers directly?
Hello. Yeah. Your question is in respect to like the competition which has entered from pipe and other areas into faucet wells. You can just again repeat your question. Like, what are you really asking?
No, so are we seeing, how are they doing? Are we seeing any in terms of competition on how they have been doing?
No, we are of the sense that they have been having a very difficult time, because what they are doing is they are mostly they have not as yet set up a factory. Most of them do not have a manufacturing facility. They are trying to source from the outsourcing partners, and they don't have the kind of depth and the range of SKUs that we have been able to offer. And also the kind of dealer network that they have is extremely limited and very different from the kind which is required in the sanitary ware industry. So as such, we do not feel that they would be posing a major challenge. We are confident that within our space, it is the We are more concerned with the traditional players other than the new players who have entered the industry.
Okay. So we're not seeing any issue in that, that sense. Perfect. And thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Karia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. The first question is with regards to your opening remarks where you mentioned that you will be rejuvenating the Senator brand and you also launched the Lakshya series of products. And we'll be launching dedicated brand stores for that sales. So can you give some color on how the tier-wise breakup of these brands are, where do we see the margins for these brands going forward, and what would be the revenue contribution from these specific brands in the next 3 to 5 years?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like this Lakshya was launched last year, and the Senator has been there for something like 4 to 5 years now. As you said that we have been trying to concentrate on these particular brands, and numbers would be difficult to give right now because we are now just trying to focus on this particular category, the luxury segment. The reason is that we feel that till now the kind of focus which is required for this particular segment was not there. But now with the kind of growth which has been there in the luxury segment, in the projects which have been coming up in the luxury space, we are intending to concentrate on this area. So the target would be that, let's say, by the time that we are reaching 2900, these brands should be contributing at least, 8 to 10% of our total turnover.
Okay, and what would be the average realizations for this? Like, how much premium would it be to the Cera brand? Just trying to calculate how much of the value addition can appear in the next 3 to 5 years.
See, again, the kind of premium which will be there for luxury brands, whether we the Cera premium brands, would be quite higher. It will be something like 60 to 70%.
Okay, great. So second question is with regards to your upcoming price hike. So earlier we used to take 2 price hikes each year. So are we moving to that strategy from this year, or we plan to postpone it to the next year considering the challenging demand scenario? And secondly, can you give some flavor on the EBITDA margin breakup for each of the segments for FY24? That would be all. Thank you.
See, the kind of price hike that we are going to take would depend upon the market conditions and also the way that the competitors are reacting. Normally, we have been more of a price leaders in the segment. Like, we have been trying to take our own call with respect to what, when and how much of price rise to take. But the current market scenario is such that price rise, as of now, is often limited the opportunities to take a price rise. So that will depend upon how the market situation changes in the future. So, we would not like to comment on right now whether it will be 2 or 3, it is something which cannot be planned. It will depend upon the way that the situation changes. If the demand situation improves and we feel that a price rise is possible, we'll take a price rise. But instead, what we have been doing is we have been concentrating on the cost aspect more, try to optimize our cost so that our margins are protected, so that the same effect that would have come by taking a price rise is achieved by going towards a better cost model.
Okay, and sir, on the margin front, any flavor on the segmental margins for the year and going forward?
No, so as far as the segmental margins are concerned, we present the overall margin. So segmental margins are difficult in terms of establishment, but being the overall margin, that has already been explained.
Okay, and going forward, any guidance on the margin?
Going forward?
Any future guidance on the margin? Will it remain the same? Or
no, so like I already told, means we are, even in the toughest situations where we are right now, we have sustained our margins. And as the demand situations improve, definitely we will the margins will also improve.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhaskar Chaudhary from Entrust. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. So, you know, just a question on the cash levels. Currently, they are at almost, you know, in excess of 40% of the total assets on the balance sheet. You did announce a dividend for the year. But any thoughts at the broader level on the level of cash and, you know, any plans for that? Thanks.
So, as far as the cash levels are concerned, means we are having cash reserves of around 828 crores as on March 2024. And in terms of paying back to the shareholders, so this time the board has approved the dividend of rupees 60 per share, which is almost 32.6% of PAT. And as far as the projects which are going on, the CapEx programs which are going on, they are completely funded through these internal accruals. And as and when the new scenarios will come, the utilizations will be taken care of.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, team, and thank you for the opportunity. So if you look at the last year. Hello?
Sir, your audio break. Yes, please continue.
Yeah. So if you look at the last five-year CAGR for the company, it's close to about 6%. So when we are saying 16% revenue CAGR for the next 3 years, what are we assuming on the industry growth rate? Are we likely to grow in line with industry, or are we assuming any market share gain?
No, so ideally speaking, in terms of the revised guidance, what we have given regarding this 16% CAGR, which is there, so means the guidance is largely based on the current situation as well as the detailing what we have did in terms of estimating our 3 years operating plan. So ideally, the factors which are going to contribute to this growth of 16% will be led by volume, which may be around 10% to 13%, and there will be some benefit from mix also, which is going to be around 4% to 6%, and the price will play between 2% to 3%.
Okay. And sir, as we assume a recovery in volumes, is it fair to say that this additional trade schemes that you've offered in FY24, that will be pulled back and we'll come back to 50% to 53% gross margin range?
Yeah. So means, again, this is a seasonality which is playing a role where you see the impact of gross margin being slightly lower as compared to the previous year or quarter. So again, like I told, means we are quite hopeful in terms of the demand situations being getting improved after Q1. And definitely, the discounts and other offerings which are there, because we are not taking any price rise or we are not giving any sort of other things. So to meet out these situations, this is a seasonal impact which is there. So that will be taken care of.
And lastly, sir, what is the CapEx for the next 2 years?
So the CapEx for the next financial year or the routine CapEx is around 25.4 crores. And this is largely taking care of the routine plant and machinery replacements, enhancing our customer touch points, and some IT-related and logistics developments.
And this greenfield is on top of it, the sanitary ware.
Yeah. So greenfield is, this is the routine CapEx which I have discussed. As far as greenfield is concerned, so means a majority portion of the land, it is acquired by March 2024, and around 85% of the land is acquired, and balance 20% is under due diligence, and we expect that it is going to be completed by July 2024, Then we will see in terms of the construction of the new plant facility at an appropriate point of time, considering the market scenarios and the market dynamics which is there. And we estimate that it will take around 18 months from the zero date.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Akash from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, team. Just wanted to ask, what is the capacity utilization in sanitary ware segment?
So, in sanitary ware segment, the capacity utilization in Q4 was 82%.
Right. Okay, sure. And, sir, what is the... in sanitary ware greenfield expansion, we had a plan of spending close to 120 to 130 crores. Out of that, majority of land parcel we have already acquired. So what would be the cost of that land, and would that be sitting in FY24 capex?
No. So as far as land is concerned, so it is costing around 25 crores out of this 130 crores.
And that would that has not been spent yet, is it?
No, that is already spent.
So that will be in FY24 cash flow statement, right?
Correct.
Okay, sure. And just last question. Earlier we used to generate close to 30 to 35% of the sales from project segment, or let's say developer segment. And balance was from retail segment. So, how is the on-ground situation? I know, I mean, demand is sluggish, but considering the 16% revenue CAGR guidance for next 3 years, I mean, even if demand revives, historically over last... let's say around 10 years also, the growth in sanitary ware segment has not been close to 16%. So any sort of rough reason why we are guiding for 16% revenue CAGR over next 3 years?
So ideally, when you talk about the projects and retail, so more or less it's a dynamic model. And if we see in terms of, when we say globally, it is 70s to 30 as far as SARA is concerned. But considering the current sluggish demand and other factors which are there, so if we see in financial year 24, the ratio is 65 to 35 in projects. So that is one part. And secondly, answering your question with respect to the 16% CAGR what we have estimated on a 3 year operating plan basis, so this is taking into consideration the split what we understand is going to be there, considering the real estate growth and the retail market improvements.
Sure, sir. So basically, we are saying that even tier 2, tier 3 cities, demand will improve from the current level.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for attending this call and showing interest in Cera Sanitaryware Limited. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to me or to CDR India. Thank you once again for taking time to join the call. Thanks and bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cera Sanitaryware Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.